particular day from long ago remains etched in my memory. I'd have to say that day was, you know, remains in the top 10, maybe top 5 days of my life. I just graduated from college on the coast of Maine. I spent that day with 2 friends. They worked in the pizza restaurant where I worked. Maybe they were really more acquaintances than friends. I don't think we did a lot together. Once I moved away at the end of the summer, I never kept in touch with them, and to be honest, I don't even remember their names today. In addition to working some hours at the restaurant, one of these 2 people had a lobster boat, and he was a traditionalist, so his lobster boat did not have a motor. Instead, it got around with a sail on good days, an oar, or 2 oars, really, on bad days. And he would make the rounds, checking his pots. He couldn't really cover a lot of ground, so he had quite a few less lobster pots than most of the other lobster folks there. Well, that wonderful day, we joined him in his rounds, and it was a beautiful early June day. The sky was like today, not a cloud in the sky. The water was perfect, calm, deep blue. The breeze was just right, enough to propel the boat, enough to cool us down, but not so much that we were freezing, which often happened in Maine at that time of year. The rocks and the pine trees on the shoreline completed this beautiful picture. So we sailed from lobster pot to lobster pot, helped him get the trapped lobsters. He had a good haul that day, enough, but not so much that he had to scramble to get to all the pots. And then, as if sailing on this beautiful water on this perfect day wasn't enough, dolphins started playing near our boat. For a long time, they would jump up, and I mean so close we could almost touch them. It was just amazing. It's the most magical experience of wild animals I've had in my life. So this was one of those days where you just hoped it would never end. But alas, after a while on the water, quite a while, many hours, it was time to go back to the harbor. We helped our friend take care of the lobsters, and then he threw 2 of them into a pot of boiling water for dinner. So the day ended with a lobster feast, as fresh as you could imagine. Although, in all truth, I'm allergic to lobster. So I was content with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Didn't ruin my day at all. I realized after hearing the song that Jennifer wrote that we did a little bit at the start of the service and we'll do momentarily, that a part of that magical day on the coast of Maine for me was that more than any other moment in my life, I realized in my soul that I am oceans. We all are. The oceans from which our earliest pre-human ancestors emerged, they're part of us. They always will be. The oceans are such an amazing and dynamic part of life on this planet that we, who live 1,000 miles from an ocean, even we are truly part of the ocean. That day, the beauty of the ocean and the shoreline and the frolicking dolphins and the company of friends made me recognize this truth. This truth is always there, it will always be there, but now, when I remember this day, I'm aware of that truth in my soul. I am oceans. I am related to the oceans. We are oceans. We are related to the oceans. Tatakwiyasin, the Lakota people, say, all are related. May the water we share today in this ritual remind us of this basic fact of life. We and the oceans and everything else in the cosmos, we are related. Tatakwiyasin.